I've often told people to be very careful about who is referring you to people. And you're going to think of me kind of silly on this, but just kind of follow along when I say this. Sometimes what ends up happening, and I'm not trying to say this from a standpoint of illegality. I'm not talking about kickbacks. I'm not talking about getting something out of it. What I'm talking about is that you have to be very mindful of the person that you're dealing with. Meaning, you know, I'm not saying that you have to disrespect them, but look at what they've done in terms of who they've typically interacted with. If you've got somebody who has, you know, if you have someone who's gone from different types of representative, just type fraternities all over the place and so forth like that, and, you know, they always seem to bounce around. They're like, oh, yeah, you need to go to this person. Keep in mind that whatever experiences that person had with that professional, if it wasn't a pleasant experience, that person may not want to deal with anybody they send their way. And that's not me being funky. That's me being real. Because what happens is that, not all cases, but if this person has, if you know they stank and they wonky when they're dealing with you, guess what? They just that same way dealing with other professionals. And sometimes if you're referring and so forth, what may end up happening, it shouldn't happen, but what may end up happening is whatever reputation they brought with them may get inadvertently attached to you. Now, I'm not saying that you can't overcome that. I'm not saying that maybe, you know, you can establish a baseline right out of the gate. That's not, I'm not saying that you can't do that. What I'm saying is sometimes what happens, especially when you're dealing with a new referral source or a new place of that's being referred to you by somebody, if the person's like, yeah, I've used them before. Oh, they're really great. If somebody if you know your partner or the person you're dealing with is stank and has an attitude about different things and is sometimes difficult to deal with, it's a fairly good chance that they've probably taken that difficulty to whoever they were utilizing that they may be sending your way. So bear in mind that unfortunately what happens is that in a business world, and this is what happens, they pay attention to who sent you because they don't ask that question. How'd you find out about me? Like if this is a situation where they're not gonna call on your behalf, but they're telling you, just tell them I sent you, we're good. Well, guess what? If you go and you say, hey, my man sent me, oh yeah? All of a sudden, they may be looking at you side-eyed. Not trying to be nasty, it's just that they just wanted to make sure that they're not gonna have to go through the same experience they went with your boy or your girl that they have to go through with you. So when you're going and you're asking for referral sources or people to refer you to different things, just keep in mind the source in terms of the person who is sending you so that you can know ahead of time that maybe you might want to think about going to somebody else. Because if you know they all the way live and they're dealing with you and you love them and they're your friend, trust me, that may not be something that goes over well with a professional who doesn't want to have to deal with that and who may worry that you may bring that same flavor as well.